Welcome to today's deep dive. Today we are pulling from a really fascinating editorial from The Edit by Destination Hudson Valley. And our mission today is basically to figure out the difference between, you know, merely opening a retail shop and genuinely making one.
Right.
So we're looking at this metaphysical shop in Deakin, New York, called Witch Please.
And the context here is just everything. I mean, they opened in the spring of 2020.
Oh, wow. Literally the worst time.
Yeah, when conventional retail strategy was, well, basically just survival mode. You know, shut the doors and freeze all spending.
Exactly. I mean, opening a physical store at the onset of a global pandemic sounds like a fast track to bankruptcy. But the hook here is that three Reiki masters did exactly that anyway. And within 5 years, they completely outgrew their space.
Which is pretty incredible.
It really is. So if you are, you know, intrigued by pure passion-driven businesses, or you just want to see how community hubs resist that sort of corporate flattening, this story is literally a masterclass in absolute intention.
It really is. So we're talking about Stephen Gray, Chad Wagner, and Manu Dilpreg. And they opened at 483 Main Street under the parent brand Lilou de la Lune, which means Wolves of the Moon.
Right, with the stated goal to help heal a turbulent world.
Which sounds beautiful, sure, but you have to wonder how that actually translates to a viable business model during a pandemic.
Well, it's because they provided exactly what people lacked right then, which was ritual.
Oh, entirely. During that chaotic isolation, people were just desperate to, you know, ground themselves. And these founders offered consumer-facing expertise in energy work.
Right.
Which, for those who might not know, involves practices like Reiki, where practitioners channel healing energy into a person or an object to promote balance.
And Manu specifically has over 30 years of experience doing this. But what the editorial really highlights is how she strips away the gatekeeping.
Yeah, that's a huge point.
Like, you don't have to be in some mystical inner circle to walk in. It's kind of like walking into your local neighborhood gym and the trainers just happen to be Olympians. But they don't judge your form, you know? They just meet you exactly where you are.
That accessibility is the whole secret. I mean, they aren't hoarding that expertise. They're actually embedding it directly into their physical products.
Right, which brings us to the candles. The article basically calls them the spine of the business.
Yeah, their manifestation line. And this is wild. They only pour these candles on new moons, full moons, or eclipses.
Wait, really? Yeah. Only during those specific lunar events?
Exactly. And they put a real quartz crystal in the wax. Then all three founders charge them with Reiki in a literal ritual circle before they ever hit the shelf.
Okay, wait. I have to pause you there to push back on the business mechanics for a second.
Oh, sure.
If you're, you know, manufacturing a product, how on earth do you scale a business when your factory schedule is dictated by the moon? I mean, you're capping your production at like 2 or 3 days a month.
Right. And that is the exact bottleneck that kills so many artisan brands. You hit a revenue ceiling really fast if you only sell a scarce product.
So how do they get around it?
Well, they use this brilliant two-tiered luxury strategy. They keep that scarce ritual tier, the lunar manifestation candles. But they also rolled out an imprint line.
Oh, I see. Is that using the same high-quality coconut soy wax and everything?
It is, yeah. But it's uncharged and completely unlinked to the lunar calendar, so it acts as a lifestyle tier.
That is so smart. It lets them scale production for everyday foot traffic without, you know, diluting the magic of that core ritual product.
Exactly. Right. And the strategy clearly worked because managing all that surging demand meant they literally ran out of physical room by early 2025.
Yeah, they needed more space for inventory and for services, right? Like Francesca De Capita's tarot readings.
Right. And her approach is so interesting, too. Her motto is, I don't predict your future, I help uncover your truth.
I love that. It frames tarot as more of an introspective wellness tool rather than, you know, a parlor trick.
Definitely. So to fit all of this, they moved across the street to a much bigger space at 498 Main Street.
Which really says something vital about the ecosystem of Beacon's Main Street, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The source points out how indie spots like Binnacle Books and Hudson Beach Glass are thriving right alongside this LGBTQ-owned collective.
Right. It proves that an art town can actually hold the line against chain stores. Because when Witch Please draws you in for a tarot reading, you might just walk next door to buy a book.
Yeah, and then grab a coffee down the block. They compound each other's success. It creates this retail ecosystem that corporate chains just cannot replicate. I mean, the town's economic moat really is its independence.
So the takeaway for you listening is that practitioner-led, fiercely independent physical spaces really can thrive on their own terms. Extreme, unapologetic intention actually scales.
Yeah, they took these intangible concepts of energy and ritual and somehow built a booming, tangible business during a period of global isolation.
Which brings up a really provocative thought to leave you with. If these founders could build something so extraordinary out of the quiet need for ritual during the pandemic, what unrecognized quiet rituals in your own daily life could be the foundation for something extraordinary, just something to mull over today?